Donald Ritchie adored Japan. From his first days as a typist with U.S. occupation forces soon after World War II to the 6 decades he spent absorbing Japanese culture and cinema and writing about it in dozens of books. Donald Ritchie died yesterday in Tokyo, where he'd lived for most of his life. He was 88. In the 1991 movie made from his sensual travel memoir, The Inland Sea, Ritchie narrated stories about his voyage around the Japanese islands.
To travel deeper and deeper into the Inland Sea is like traveling deeper and deeper into time, into yesterday and the day before that.
It's just luscious, beautiful piece of writing. Last night after I heard about his passing, it's the book I pulled from my shelf to go back and spend some time in.
That's Marcus Nornes, a professor of Asian cinema at the University of Michigan and a friend of Donald Ritchie for 20 years. He says Ritchie devoted himself to bridging a gap between cultures.
He's often called an interpreter of Japan, but I think of him more as a mediator.
What did he want Americans to know about Japan and the Japanese?
I think at the beginning of his career, it had a lot to do with introducing them to the wonders of Japanese cinema. But then he also started writing about flower arrangement, food, the people he met, just small things in daily life.
I want to play you a bit of tape from a talk that Donald Ritchie gave in New York in 2006. He was talking about his life in Japan and his perspective as an outsider for all the many, many years he'd lived there.
I can look down in the sunny valley of the land I've chosen and know that I can never go down there. You know, I look at it, but I'm never going to belong to it. I become a citizen of limbo, and limbo is the most democratic state that there is.
What do you think Donald Ritchie is saying when he talks about that limbo and looking down on that valley of the land that he's chosen?
I think it's an embrace while at the same time a creation of some distance, because he went there to get away from the oppressiveness he found in America. He found it less oppressive to be gay or to be bi. He could be in Japan and not worry about all the kinds of protocols that people in Japan would have to live by. He could carve out his own way of life.
When you spent time with him over the years, talked with him, what was he like? What kind of man was he?
At first, I wasn't sure. I first met him at the Hawaii International Film Festival. We were at the opening party, which was at Jack Lord's house, of all places. And I went up to him and introduced myself as a grad student interested in Japanese film. And he listened to me going, that's nice. And he walked away.
Oh, he was dismissive, huh?
Totally. But over the years, everybody talked about how he was such a wonderful person. And he would welcome everybody going to Japan with open arms and help them, I mean, just go out of his way to make sure that they had a great time and got what they needed if they were doing research or writing journalism or anything. So I finally looked him up again, and he turned out to be exactly that kind of person.
Well, Marcus Nornes, thanks for talking to us about Donald Ritchie.
It's my pleasure.
Marcus Nornes is professor of Asian cinema at the University of Michigan. We were talking about the writer Donald Ritchie, an American expert on Japanese culture and film. Ritchie died yesterday in Tokyo at 88. This is NPR News.